Thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for loving us before we came into existence. And you loved us so much that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God, today they've designated this day as Father's Day. But help us to remember, God, you want to be our Father. From the time we came into existence, and you want to be our Father until we are back with you in your kingdom, in your house, where you have prepared many mansions for those that love you until the end, keeping faith in you until the end. God, you said in your word, Jesus said, you believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go, I come back and receive you into me. Help us, Lord, to believe your word, that you have great things for us if we continue to believe until the end. And God, when we believe until the end, we make you, God, we make you our Father, and we make you happy. We make you happy when we learn about you through your Son Jesus, keep all his commandments, willing to do whatever Jesus commanded us to do. When we do that, Lord, we are pleasing in your sight, and you are our Father. And there's no greater Father than you, because you are the true and the living God, the all-wise and the all-powerful God. Help people to realize why they're going through so much is because they have not made a decision to make God their Father. And Lord, when we do that, nothing shall be impossible to us. Because we'll be in a position like the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. But help us to realize that the only way we can get to the Father is through the Son. And God, I stand before you today, Jesus, as your friend. I pray that as none of me and all of you think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords, I pray the revelation of be flow freely unhindered by any satanic and demonic forces. Lord, I pray, Lord, that heart will be touched, pain will go away, people will be healed from things that happen in their life because Jesus already paid the price. You can heal them from any aches, any hurt, any pain, any emotional sickness, anything that's going on in their life. Jesus, you're the healer. Touch them, Lord, and let them know all they need is that to make sure they do what they need to do to make God their Father. And we can all call him our Father, and we will live a prosperous life here and have the assurance that we will be with him forever. That is your will, your desire, that all of us return back to you. And that can be done. We will be reconciled back to you, God, through your Son Jesus. Help us to believe that and do whatever is necessary to make sure that's done while we're here on this earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, touch hearts. Touch mind. Change things around. We welcome the Holy Spirit. We welcome the Holy Ghost. We welcome your presence. Have your way in me and have your way in this place, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. People have a different view of God, and they're doing all kinds of things because they didn't know what to do, or they knew what to do and choose not to do it. God created each and every one of us in our mother's womb. God did it. And God's plan is for us, when we come on this earth is to make sure we know him first. Make sure we know him first. That's why it says this. Why you want to seek this father? Because there's two fathers out here. We'll find out in just a minute. There's two fathers. There is two fathers. If you don't seek this father, then the other father has control in your life. But it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. This is what we got to do. And if we haven't done it, we've got to repent and make a new start. We got to repent and make a new start. And don't make an excuse to God, I just didn't know. But I'm going through all of this because I didn't understand the importance of making you my father. Now, the only way you can make God your father is you got to go through Jesus. John 14:16. No man cometh to the Father but by me. You got to go through Jesus. You got to get to know Jesus. You got to get to love Jesus. And when you get to love Jesus, what did Jesus say? If you love me, keep my what? Commandment. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. See, when you love Jesus, everything began to change. And what's happening, still happening, is that the church is not teaching what the Bible says, from a child that has known the Holy Scripture, which is able to make you wise unto salvation. You still, if you haven't done it, you got to humble yourself as a little child and make sure you learn God's Holy Scripture. It will make you wise. Not foolish. It will make you a wise person in this world. The Bible says a fool says in their heart there's no God. And so what they say? They say it in their heart, they don't seek him. They don't seek the things above, they seek the things that are below. And when they seek the things below, they begin to look at the things that man has. And say, oh, look what he's got. Oh, he's worth $40 billion. I want to ask you something. If he's worth $40 trillion, if he died tonight in his sleep and don't know Jesus, where is he going? I want to let you know he's going to hell. Straight to hell. Could God tell us, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things to be what? God want to add to your life. God want to add something that money can't buy. God want to add, first of all, his love. God want to add his peace. God want to add his joy. God want to add everything that you need. He's able to supply all of your needs according to his riches. He want to add those things to your life, but it's not going to be added unless you seek him. He said, if you seek me with all your heart, then you will find me. This is the most serious thing you can do. It's to seek him with what? All your heart. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your mind, all your soul, all your mind. Seek him. As if there's 40 pit bulls about to eat you up. You would do some running, wouldn't you? You would do some hollering, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you call him? Call him. Seek him. Spend time with him. Get to know him. God wants to be your father. Let me tell you something. People say, my daddy is mean. My daddy this, my daddy that. I understand. The reason why is your father didn't know what I'm about to teach you. Your father didn't know the importance of seeking ye first the kingdom of God. He didn't know that. Your mother didn't know it either. Because see, when they do that, they've invited God into the circumstances. They've invited Jesus into their life, and things begin to change. things is not going to change in our lives until we put him first. What God is a loving God. But if God loved me, why is this happening to me? People say, do you love God? Do you love God? That's the key. When you love him, you realize he first loved you. What it says in John 3:16? For God so loved the world that he gave his only what? Begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish. God gave his son Jesus for you. That's why all he ever wants us to do is to give our life to him first. Give our life to him what? First. I remember my granddaughter when she was 6 years old. She said, this Christmas, I don't want nothing for Christmas. I'm giving my whole life to Jesus. She's 16. She's still different. How many people at a young age said, I'm giving my whole life to Jesus? And that's the first thing we need to do. And you know something? Confession is so powerful. When you say that and you mean that from your heart, God stepped in your life and God began to do things for you. But a lot of people don't understand the importance of saying it. Because why? Life and death is in the power of your what? You confess what you want to do. The first thing we should say, I want to give my life to Jesus. Because if you give your life to Jesus, you'll gain it. You'll gain eternal life. You will live a different life. But if you hold on to your life in your ways, you'll, in the end, what will you do? Lose it. So, God is a loving God. God is a kind God. God is a patient God. God is a merciful God. All these things God is. He wants to be a father to you. He wants to be a father to you. And if we don't understand that, the importance of that, we won't put him first. And that why the world is in trouble today. First of all, to put him first, we got to remember what it says in Matthew 1:21. Should bring forth the Son, should call his name Jesus, for he should save his people from their what? Sin. Now, we all have sinned to come short of the glory of God. And all God asks us to do is just repent of our what? Turn away from it. Repent. Because Jesus already paid the price. Jesus paid the price. He did it all. He paid the price. But we've got to repent of the sins that we have committed against God. Now when we repent, says in Acts 3:19, repentance and conversion is required before your sins are blotted out. Now what does that mean? When you repent, you've got to get in God's word. You've got to read his word. You've got to do what his word says and tell you what? You change. Now, here's the problem. When you don't do that, the sin is still there. The sin is still there. And when the sin is still there, the devil goes away for a while and he comes back and he looks. And the sin is still there, what does the devil do? That's why the Bible says, it's not I that sin, but the sin that dwelleth what? In me. If you lied and covered up, the devil knows you're a liar. And then next time to come, you will lie again. And then you get so good at lying, you think lying is right. But guess what? If you knew what the Bible says what? All liars, Romans 21:8, will have their part in the lake of fire that burn with fire and brimstone. So you've lied? Go to the person and say, you know, I said something, I lied. I repent. And then learn what the Bible says about liars and make sure you don't lie no more. You ever seen some people that lie and with a straight face? Because the Bible said God said, I will put a lying spirit in your mouth. Why would God do that? Because if you refuse to change, he's going to make sure, he says, if they don't receive his truth and love, he will send them a strong delusion to preserve them for punishment. What I'm saying to you, you can't get away. So if we lie to somebody, repent to God, first of all, and go tell a person, said, you know, I said that, and I was a little bit afraid, and I lied. Don't feel bad. Tell you the story we're talking about. Remember the story of Peter? In the Bible, Peter said he loved Jesus. But Jesus knew Peter's heart. And what he says, he said, before the cock crowed three times, you will deny me. And what Peter said, I'll never deny you, I'll never do that. But he got in fear. Fear is of the kingdom of darkness. Fear is not of God. God did not give you a spirit of fear, power, love, and a sound mind. So when the pressure came on, what did Peter do? Peter denied Jesus, didn't he? He denied him because he was afraid they were going to kill him. He denied him. But when he realized what he did, Peter wept bitterly. He cried. He said, oh, my God. I said to him I love him, and when he needed me, I lied. But he was godly sorry for his sin. How many people are godly sorry for their sin? See, when you're godly sorry for your sin, you're going to get to know God. You're going to prove to him that you're godly sorry, and then God's going to try you. Like he tried Peter. He said, Peter, love me more than these? Peter loved me more than three times. Peter said, yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. And what God is saying to some of you, people in the world, rather, love them more than you love me? Or are you going to do what they're doing, or you can do what I want you to do? Well, I love them, Lord. They're my friend. It's funny. Ain't nothing funny in hell. No, I love you, Lord. I'm not going to do what they do. I'm going to find some Christian people that's following Jesus. And I'm going to follow you. So you can't do what the crowd do if you want to please Jesus. You got to do what the Lord asks you to do. Amen? But then what happened later on, after Peter repented, Jesus asked Peter, who do you say that I am? And Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said to Peter, flesh and blood did not reveal that to you, but my Father which is in heaven. On this rock I will build my church, not Peter, and the gates of hell should not prevail against it. What did Peter get? Peter got a revelation knowledge from God. Peter got a revelation knowledge from God because he was godly sorry for his sin, and God knew he meant it. In other words, when you start, you God is sorry for your sin, God will start talking to you. God will begin to reveal things to you. God will begin to tell you things when you are godly sorry for your sin. And God can't be your father. Isaiah 59 and 1 and 2 say your sins and your iniquity has come between you and your God, and God will not hear you. What's your iniquity? Your ways. Your ways. It's time to win. Look here. People are putting trust in man and not in God. Jeremiah 17:5. Put your trust, curses the man to put his trust in the arm of flesh and not in God. It's time to trust God. God is loving. God is kind. God don't ever want to do you no harm. How do we do ourselves harm? When we don't take time to learn about God. To take my yoke upon you and learn of me. My yoke is easy and my burden is what? Light. We're taking time for everything else. But the most important things is to make time. We take time for God. We've got so many conveniences now to make things easier for us. We have all this time, but how much of the time that you have that you take to get to know God, to get alone with him, to read your Bible, to pray, to seek his face, that shows how much you love Jesus and God. The thing you do the most The one you spend time with the most is the one you what? Love the most. Love Jesus with all your heart, your mind, soul. People say, well, I love Jesus. Okay. Well, I came to the Lord and I gave my life to him. Said, I'm sorry, Lord. Nothing happened. I mentioned here that when you get saved, you ask God to give you the Holy Spirit. Okay? Now, here's one thing you got to do. You said, well, I went up there and I got saved and nothing happened. Now, we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Okay? Now, when you give your life to the Lord, in order for his spirit to come into your body is supposed to be the temple of God. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 6:18. Because see, God's word works. It works. I know it works. If it ain't working, nothing wrong with God's word. Something wrong with the person. Look at that. Thank you, Jesus. That's 1 Corinthians 6:18. Now, unfortunately, a lot of people have gotten involved in fornication. It's not God's will. Your body is supposed to be the temple of God. So if you've gotten in fornication, here's the first thing they need to do when they come to God. Flee fornication. Get from it. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committed fornication sins against his what? Now, so in other words, if you don't flee it, if you don't repent of it, and if you don't turn away from it, guess what? God, Holy Spirit, did not come in while that sin was still in you. See, there may be a sin out there you don't know about, or you don't understand what's a sin. You got to understand. But if you're using your body to lay with another person, you know what you're doing. Amen? Ain't no little, if you know what you're doing, that ain't nothing like a little lie. You know you're very conscious. So flee of it. People say, I quit. Good. Did you repent to God for it? See, any sin that's not repented of is still what? In you. And if you don't repent of it, eventually you will do it what? Again, get the picture. But when you repent of it and really mean it, learn the scriptures, stay away from it, then when the devil comes back to look, guess what? He find what? Nothing. But if it's in you, what will he do? He'll set you up that you will end up and do it again. That is the problem today. People say, I quit. But did you repent to God for when you didn't? God says, that's a big problem. I don't feel God. Nothing. I don't feel nothing. But what it says. Repentance and Acts 3:19 is in conversion required. And when you have really repented and you really meant it, done thing right, the Bible says there come a time of refreshing of the Lord from his what? Presence. His presence, God's presence in your life, God's presence on your life is power. Terry was told this morning, Peter had so much power on his life when he walked down the street and people got in his shadow, they were healed. Isn't that power? Can you imagine you walking down the street? You belong to God so much, if somebody get in your shadow, they get what? That's what God is looking for people. That are willing to turn away from anything that's not pleasing to sight. Because it can take that. See, some people don't realize how powerful God is. So who God wants to use? Someone willing to turn away from that and then do what the Bible says. Seek the kingdom of God. Ask God for the Holy Spirit. Now you've repented of that. The Holy Spirit comes into your what? Your life. Now it's different. Now when the Holy Spirit comes into your life, now if you're covering something, he ain't coming. I want you to understand, if you're covering a sin, you're lying about something, he ain't coming. God, Holy Spirit, is not going to join up with the lying spirit. You got to repent. Whatever it is, you cover your sin, you won't prosper. Whatever you're doing, you're sneaking, repent so the devil can't find that sin in you no more. Now God began to use you. Making God your father is so important. And God made it easy for us. God didn't make it hard. He made it easy. He wants you to experience his love. He says, if my mother and father forsake me, who would take you up? But how's God going to take you up? You got to spend time with him. You got to spend time with him. You got to know his word. And he said, that scripture you read this morning, he says, I'm writing to you, what was that scripture? Little children, what's that scripture? 1 John 2:13. He quoted this morning. This is what God is writing to. See, we got to understand, we just got to find out and do it. God is powerful. I've learned that. I read things, I do what God said to do, and things change in my life. 1 John 2:13. Okay. What's that? Verse 12. I write unto you, little children. Who's God write to? Because your sins are forgiven for his name's sake. Your sins. See, little children, before you get a certain age, your sins are forgiven so you can learn about Jesus. That's why it says, from a child that has known the Holy Scripture. You write, he wrote this Bible to you. So you can learn it. Because why? There's no sin in there. And when you're young, you can learn this Bible. That's why it says, from a child that has known the Holy Scripture. Now, I write unto you what? Fathers. Why is God writing to fathers? Because you have what? Known him that from the beginning. Fathers, we're supposed to know Jesus. Because why? We are in a leadership position. That's the way God said it. We, as fathers, as men, at the head of the house, we're in a leadership position to lead our wives and our children to Christ. Not especially your children. Because your wife got it on her mind. But your children are looking to you to be like a father to them. And for you to lead them to Christ by your example, the things that you do. So that's why the devil is always attacking the man. So he's writing to the father and says, Father, this is how you should live your life. You're faced with something, read my Bible and do what my Bible says. This Bible written to us. I write unto you, young man, because ye have overcome the wicked one. Young man, how do you overcome the wicked one? By knowing God's word. By knowing God's word, believing in Jesus Christ, you overcome the wicked one. You learn not to yield to what? Temptation. You overcome the wicked one. The Bible tells you, pray that you enter not into what? Temptation. The Bible teaches a young man what to do, because the devil wants to get the young man, but don't forget what the devil's job is. He come to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. Why do young people die? They're sinning against God. And God ain't on their side, because the Bible tell you, he that committed sin is of who? So now, who is your father? The devil. Until you repent, the devil is your father, and you do the thing the devil wants you to do. But when God is your father, you will not sin against God. What does it say in Psalm 119, verse 11? Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might what? Know what God's word says. So when the devil comes, use the word on him. Like Jesus did. And when you remember God's word, you make a decision that you're not going to what? Sin against God, because you know what? The word says. Like me and Terry were talking this morning. The Bible says he will punish you for touching another man's wife. Talking to the man. Don't. So what do you man think? It's fun? It ain't fun. Hell is not fun. So if you know that, you don't what? You don't touch her. Don't care how good she look. Care how much money she got. You don't what? See, God, right in this situation, come to me. Because what God wants us to do, God wants us to be like Jesus. Acts 2:22. Jesus was a man approved by God. Acts 2:22. That's why he is our example. When we do what Jesus tells us to do, that's why I keep his commandment, we will be approved by God. Jesus was tempted in all points, but yet for that what? We can be just like Jesus. He is our example. So what are we saying? We need God to be our Father. Amen? Amen. Because if God is not our Father, who is our Father? That's it. And then you do what the devil wants you to do it. Well, tell that lie. Cover that up. Don't believe the Bible. Do what you want to do. People don't do that. Young people, if I got this kind of teacher when I was in your age, 13, 14, 15, like J.J. say, I would be dynamite. But let me tell you something. So you say, well, I didn't get it. So you're making an excuse. My daddy was mean. And my daddy was fighting my mama. But the scripture said, honor your father and your mother that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. When my daddy got drunk, he got messed up, he got a shotgun. And if you got it away, you might just get shot. So what did I do? I ran upstairs and I got on my knees and I cried to God. I said, Lord, please give me his talent to fix cars and to fix things in the house. But please don't let me be like my daddy. And I cried from my heart. I'm about 12 years old. God heard that prayer, and I was never like my daddy. You got to say, like father, like son. No, if your father is not following God, you don't want to be there. That's father. Make God your father. Amen? Make him your father. Accept Jesus. Make him the Lord of your life. Seek and get to know him. Because see, the thing is, I find out you're not going to get to know God unless you go through Jesus. And Jesus will reveal the Father to you. It's time out for people making excuses. It's time out for people being sick. It's time out for people dying young. It's time out for that. Jesus paid the price. I found it also. I was praying this. Lord, you said in your word, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health as your soul prosper. And God showed me, he says, when you're in Christ, you're my beloved. Do you hear what I just said? When you get in Christ, you're now his what? Beloved. I said, oh, my Lord. Then now you're beloved. Then he says, he's speaking to you. Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health as your soul prosper. So that's why we teach here what to do to get in what? In Christ. Why are you getting quiet? God made it easy. God didn't make it hard. You think God could make it hard for you to come to heaven? No, he made it easy. But you got to go through his son, Jesus. You got to learn about him. You got to keep his commandment. You have to pray. People say, I don't know how to pray. When you ask God for the Holy Spirit, what did Romans 8:26 says? Says you don't know what to pray for as you are, but who prays through you? See, that's why it's no excuse. Who prays through you? The Holy Spirit makes intercession for you according to the will of who? God. No excuse. No excuse. Now, some people don't hear this teaching at churches. They have prayer meeting and everybody, wait a minute. Bob said, when you pray, pray in secret, and God will reward you how? Probably. Openly. See, in other words, to me, the most important secret prayer is when the Holy Spirit prays through you. You don't know what you're saying. The devil don't know what you're saying. But you believe that God, Holy Spirit, which came into your life because you fleed fornication now. Got to let it go. You want to be the temple of God. It's praying through the will of God for your life. It's so, he made it so simple. And you do this every day. Now, people say, it seemed foolish for me to get up and get on my knees and pray, let the Holy Spirit pray through me. But how was Hannah was in the temple praying. Her lips were moving, but nobody heard nothing, right? What was she was barren. She was praying for a child. Didn't God bless her with Samuel and five other children? See, that's believing. Now go to sleep. Wake up. The devil won't put you to sleep. See, the devil don't want you to win. Just like when Jesus went to pray, his disciples, they were what? Asleep. Many people are asleep spiritually. And so when you do that now, by faith, this I got to put it, you do it every day, then one day what happened now? God, Holy Spirit, because you've been living right, you've been praying, you've been praying the will of God. Not you, the Holy Spirit been praying the will of God. Then the Holy Spirit takes you and baptizes you into who? Christ. Uh-oh. Now you are a new creature. If any man be what? In Christ, he's a what? New creature. People didn't know that. How did I get in Christ? God said, just first of all, when you come to me, ask for my Holy Spirit, and one thing you got to do is to flee fornication, because now you want me to come into your body, and I'm not coming in because you're taking your body to sin against me. Repent of it. Stay away from it. I come in. My Holy Spirit will come. He will pray through. See, if you don't take the time to do it, it won't work. Because you hear this, says it don't make sense. God takes the foolish thing in the world to confound what? The wise. Some intellectual people. Oh, I don't have to do that. I got $40 million, you know, and I'm okay. What if the sickness hit you? What if the disease hit you? What if the doctor, I can't do you no good? It's going to take an all-wise and all-powerful and all-knowing God. Shepherd, I use you for example. God got something for you. Because when you were in that hospital and your brother called me and Tara that morning and says, you had flatline. We prayed. And when we got to the hospital, guess what was happening, Shipman? Your heart started jumping. Huh? God made death leave you alone. Because he had something for you. He wanted to use you. Death was trying to take you. But Jesus' mercy said no. And so now what the devil wants to try to do? He's trying to divert your attention away from God. Because he knows that God wants to use you. So if you can get wrapped up into the cares of this life and don't get wrapped up in Jesus, you'll miss your real blessings. You'll miss the real power that God has for your life. Because see, whatever would happen to your heart believing, God's mercy said no. You're here today, aren't you? God did that. But that's why you want to be around people that has a relationship with God. Because the prayer of the righteous availeth what? We prayed. He's here. Didn't witness. Bunch of other people. That's the kind of power you need in your life. But you got to be willing to give up sin. You can have power if your child is sick. You can lay a hand on that child, anoint him, and guess what? They'll be what? But we got to make sure God is our Father. I just said certain things get your attention. So the thing is, now, you're not going to get God Holy Ghost until you walk in obedience. And if you do not obey and get in the kingdom of, no, get in Christ right, you're not going to get the Holy Ghost until you get where? In who?
Christ.
So now, because you're in Christ, you're willing to obey him. And when you're willing to obey him, Acts 5:32, God gives the Holy Ghost to those who what?
Obey him.
Now you know God is your Father. Now you know God is your Father. Because God has given you the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is the what?
Father.
And he's the comforter. Why are people all upset? Why are people all mad? Why are people all angry? They don't have the comforter. And the only way they can do it is to come, go through Jesus. Now they have the comforter. No matter what you're going through, you're going to have your peace. No matter what you're going through, you're going to have your joy. You, first of all, another thing, you're going to keep your faith. The scripture says, Simon, Simon. Jesus had decided, no, the devil has decided to have you so he can sift you as wheat. He want to tear you apart. But Jesus said, I prayed for you that your faith don't what? Don't fail. The devil will bring things in your life to make you stop having faith in God and his word. What do you stop doing? You stop reading the word? You stop going to church? You stop praying? You stop fasting? The devil says, you're mine. Now what you want? You want a car? I give you a car. What you want? I give you this. What you want? I give you this. But you know something? You don't see your end. You don't see your end. Read Psalm 73. It says they increased in all of this stuff. And it says, guys, I'm jealous. I'm good and I don't have all this stuff. But it says, I went to the sanctuary until I understood the end. When I understand that if they got all this wealth and they got all these things without Jesus, the end is hell. That's the end. The abundant life. See, he wants you to have the abundant life. Abundant life does not consist of the things that you possess. The abundant life is in Christ Jesus. No matter what I'm going through, I'm going to be content. No matter what, because why? I know God is just trying me to see if I'm going to stay faithful to him. And when you stay faithful to him, God will get to the point he will bless you supernaturally. And there ain't nothing that man can do when God get ready to bless you. But it's going to depend on your faith in God. When things are up, when things are down, but you don't look at that, you keep your eyes on Jesus. Then one day God says, I'm ready to bless my child. What God wants you to do? God wants men, he wants you to become his son. Women, he wants you to become his daughters. He wants to use you. And God is your father. God has good things for you. God ain't thinking nothing evil about you. God ain't thinking nothing bad about you. God is always thinking something good for you. But you got to go through Jesus. You got to get the Holy Spirit. You got to let the Holy Spirit pray through you. You got to get in Christ. Then you get the Holy Ghost. Then you get the Comforter. You're in all God's plan, all God's will. And then why God does that? He wants to make sure he don't lose you. Do you know why so many people died in the 40s and 50s? And they said they were doing the will of God? Was it? All right. You can accomplish things in this world through iniquity. That's why the first commandment, that's why it says, the first blessing, Acts 3:26, is turning each and every one of us away from our what? Iniquity. My way of doing things. Well, God's word says do this. When I'm reading the Bible, I think I'm going to do that. Iniquity. What did God say? You might go back and God's word says, oh, Lord, you mean you want me to do this? God says, your choice. I ain't studying that. Devil said, come on, I'm going to help you get what you want. Bow down and worship me, I give you everything your eyes can see. Then in the end, see Jesus, Jesus says, God, haven't I cast that devil in your name? Haven't I done this in your name? What is Jesus going to say to him? Depart from me, I never what? You work as a what? Can you imagine? Said in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, I give my body to be burned. I give this. I give that. And a lot of these people got a lot of money. Oh, I give to charity. I give to this. But did you ever give yourself to God? Did you ever give your life to God? God can't save nothing you didn't give him. Did you ever say, Lord, I give him my life. I surrender my life. Lord, I'm going to live for you. God, I do whatever you want me to do. God, I do what's pleasing your sight. Lord, forgive me for all the sins I've committed against you. Against thee, the only of us sin. And then there's evil in your sight. Oh, Lord, please forgive me. Then prove you want it. Get in his word. Read his word. It's time for people to realize. The Bible, let every man be a liar and let God be true. God is true. God is real. God will heal you. God will deliver you. God made it possible that you can live free from what? Whom the Son sets free is what? People said excited about it. What's that day they call it? Juneteenth. That's one day set you free. But Jesus sets you free what? Every day. You're free from all the things. You don't let those things bother you. Another thing you got to do in this world. No matter what people did, remember, they didn't sin against you. They sinned against who? God. So you have to forgive them from your heart. If you don't forgive them from your heart, here's what God will do to you. God will turn you over to what? The tormentors too. You know the tormentors too? The devil. They torment you. Can't sleep. Torment you. No joy. Torment you. Why is God letting the devil torment you? So you come back to him. Because if you don't forgive them, then God can't for what? I learned that. What was tormenting me? The pain in my heart. When I was on nitroglycerin covering it up. It was tormenting me. Fear. I'm going to die that night. Torment. Afraid. But then what happened? God got me to the place where I confessed it. And I asked God to help me to do what I couldn't do for myself. I said, God, why am I sick? God said, when you forgive your wife from your heart, I will heal you. And I said, Lord, I don't know how to do it. Please help me to forgive her from my heart. And guess what? When I did it, with his help, I went to the doctor. The doctor said, you don't need no more medicine. He had to let the devil torment me, because had I died and had not forgiven her, I would have went straight where? To hell. Is it worth it? I don't care what you do to me. I will forgive you. You don't have to forgive me. I'm going to forgive you. Wake up. Watch the movies. This is better than the movies. Hear these truths. Wake up. It's time for us to play. Quit playing with your destiny. You don't have to sin. The devil can't make you sin. It is a what?
Choice.
If we've done it, repent, and like I said to that woman, at caught in the very act of adultery, Jesus said, what? Go and what?
Sin no more.
We don't have to sin. Jesus paid the price for us. When we accept him as Lord and Savior, we don't have to sin what? No what? When you realize that, yeah, you're going to tempt me, but the Bible says, pray that I enter not into what? You won't. His job is to tempt you. But your job is to what? Not yield to what?
Temptation.
The temptation is not the sin, is the what?
Yielding.
See, that temptation is going through the motions. If you don't yield to it, guess what? It does not affect your life. And if you've been yielding to it, all that means you need more time with Jesus. That's all it means. You need more time in the Bible. There's so much I got here, I'm trying to get a point across. But we are winners. We are more than conquerors. We have, to Jesus, we have conquered sin. We have conquered evil. But you got to believe that, and you got to read his word. You got to do what the word says. And like it says, Matthew 11:27, no man knows the Father but the Son. Read that one. No man knows the Father but what? The Son. Now, what it says here, and he's the only one that knows the Father. Jesus, right? That's why I got to go through him. But when you find that out, here's what happened. When you get to know Jesus, here's what Jesus will do for you. When you get to know him, because he is the way, the truth, and the life, here's what Jesus will do for you. That's why a lot of people don't say, I know God, but do you know Jesus? Do you know Jesus? Do you love him? Do you keep his commandment? He says, Matthew 11:27, all things delivered unto me of my Father. And no man knows this. Knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father except the Son, and here it is, and he to whomever the Son will reveal him. So when you know Jesus, Jesus will reveal the Father to you. Everybody told me, God, 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 but you can't get to God, that you, the right God, unless you go through Jesus. And when you know and love Jesus, then Jesus will reveal the Father to you and what he's all about. Don't miss out on falling in love with Jesus and learning about how much God loves you and how much God and Jesus has done for you and how much God and Jesus want to bless you in this world, but he want to bless you according to 3 John 2, beloved, and I told you how to become his beloved, get in Christ. I wish above all things that you prosper and be what? In health as your soul prosper. God don't want you sick. Now, God don't mind us being wealthy. But the blessing of the Lord make you truly what?
Rich.
And he add what?
No sorrow.
No sorrow. But how can God bless us if we're sinning what? Against him. Hey, God wants to be your father. Are you willing to do what you need to do? Are you willing to repent of any sins that you've committed against him? Are you willing to spend time in the Bible, reading his word, learning his word? Are you willing to be a doer of the word, not just a hearer, but a doer? Are you willing to do whatever he asks you to do, whatever lines up with his word? Are you willing to deny yourself and take your cross and follow him? God wants everybody to be a light in this world, and not from the pulpit only. You are a light to everyone that knows you. People are looking at your life. When you let God change you and God begin to use you, it'd be like said in the Bible where Daniel went to the lion's den because the king made a decree that if you pray to your God, you're going to go down. This is going to happen to you. But see, he didn't listen to the king. He listened to the true king. He kept praying and the king followed his decree and put him in the lion's den. But all night, God troubled that king. That king couldn't sleep. And the king didn't even eat. And the next morning, what did the king do? He ran down to the lion and says, Daniel, oh Daniel, did your God deliver you? He said, yes, oh king, my God delivered me. And all those people that plotted against Daniel for the king to put him in the lion den. Know what the king did? The king took them and threw them in the lion den and the lion tore them apart. And know what the king said? From now on, we will serve the God of Daniel. See, when people see you get delivered from whatever you've been through, know what people say? I want to serve your God. Because your God delivered you. My God, I've been going to your church for 50 years. I ain't got no deliverance. They must be serving the wrong God. I want to serve your God because your God delivered you. I see the evidence. I want to serve your God. And he will deliver you. He will heal you. I'm a living witness. But you got to love his son, Jesus. You got to be willing to do what his word says. And then at the appointed time, God will bless you supernaturally. He said the blessing will run after you and do what? Because you've been seeking the blesser and not the blessing. What are you seeking? Seek the blesser and he'll add the blessing. Don't seek the blessing. If you seek the blessing, you miss the blesser. God's going to bless his people supernaturally. Exceedingly abundant. So hang in there, keep your faith in Jesus. Keep your faith in God. Because what's the devil after? He wants to what? Steal your faith in Jesus and God. Don't let him do it. I had so many scriptures, can't get to all of them. But the main thing is this. God wants to be your father. Do you want God to be your father? Are you willing to forsake your ways? Are you willing to do it God's way? I'm telling you, it's amazing the peace that I have. No matter what I'm going through, it's amazing to know that my body's healed. It's amazing to know I'm in my right mind. It's amazing to know I don't have a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. It's amazing to know that God's spirit lives within me, that I'm in Christ and Christ in me, and he's in God. It's amazing to know. With God, all things are possible. If we what? Only believe that the devil's going to try you. He's going to affect your money. He's going to affect this. He can affect all of that. Nobody can affect it because he wants to see if you're going to remain faithful to who? God. You won't be sad. You'll be glad. Please do whatever you need to do to make God your father. Because if you don't make God your father, you know who is your father. The devil is your father. And God never intended for the devil to be your father. So many things I got here. Like I said, to report back so much. The paper was missing, but I said, God will bring back more than enough. But remember, the man you want to be like is like Jesus. Amen? Acts 2:22. Jesus is our example. He was a man. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Go to 1 Peter 3:18. 1 Peter 2:18. My Lord. It's time to win, amen? Time for the Christian to win. The world, you ain't got nothing. You ain't got Jesus. You ain't taking nothing with you. But God will give us a long life. I said 1 Peter 3:18. After 3, let me get there. Find what I got. I wrote on there. Thank you, Jesus. What did it say in 1 Peter 3:18? Let me see. James. Thank you, Lord. 1 Peter, James.
You put in 1 Peter 3:18?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For Christ also have once
suffered for sin,
the just for the unjust, that he might bring unto us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit.
See, in other words, Jesus suffered for all of our sins, for the just and unjust, so he can bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. And so the thing is this, when you're willing to die to yourself, the wage of sin is death, then you can be quickened by God's Spirit. You can be raised up, but you got to die to your what? Yourself. You got to die to your ways. When you die to your ways, for God's ways, then God's Spirit will quicken you, because before that, when you're in sin, you were spiritually what?
Dead.
But when you come out of sin and accept Jesus, now you're spiritually what?
Alive.
Then you can live for Jesus. But you got to be willing to turn from your ways for whose ways? God's ways. Jesus already paid the price. We ain't got to die to Jesus on the cross. All we got to do, give up your ways for whose ways?
His ways.
Then God can begin to raise you. But as long as you hold on to your ways, I ain't going to let this go. I'm going to stay angry. I'm not going to forgive him. I'm going to get even. No. They didn't sin against you. They sin against who?
God.
Vengeance is mine, said the Lord. To him I will repay. God will deal with them. Don't you deal with them. Amen? Don't you be angry with them. Don't you fight against them. Let God fight for you. Don't you fight against the people. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, against power, against principality, against spiritual wickedness and high places. Don't fight against each other. Fight against them different spirits. Amen? Because if you don't fight against them, they'll fight against you and they will defeat you. So you fight against them, get to know Jesus, pray, read your Bible fast, and fight against them spirit, wicked spirit. Don't fight against the person. God will deal with that person. Amen? So let's do what we need to do to make sure God is our Father. The first thing is to look at our lives. If anything we need to repent of, repent of it. God will forgive you for anything except for blaspheme against the what? God will forgive you. Remember that. Please don't hold on to nothing. God will forgive you for everything. Come to God. Let him clean up your life with his word. Let him change your life and live for Jesus. And remember this here. Just remember, he will forgive you for any and everything, but you got to repent and you got to change. Let his word change you. You're cleansed by the washing of the water of the word, and God will bless you in this life. You'll have a long life. Now, like Psalm 91:14-16, put your love upon God. Quit putting your love on everybody else. And God will bless you. God will be your Father. He'll speak to you. He'll lead you. He'll guide you. He will just bless you. And nobody can bless you the way the Lord can bless you. Amen? Amen? Just ask yourself, is God? God, are you my Father? But what do I have to do, God, to make you my Father? It's a personal decision.